Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, May 4th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Protect Your Heart. Our text is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Pastor Chris says, one of the most remarkable things about David was Samuel's testimony in 1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 14 about his heart. David had a heart that was after God. That's one of the greatest blessings to ever wish for, having a heart that's perfect towards God and a willing mind to do his perfect will. It's a great blessing from God, but it doesn't work by itself, because you have a mind and a will of your own. Remember, God gave Saul, David's predecessor, a good heart, yet he didn't serve God perfectly. When Saul first met Samuel the prophet, the Bible says the Spirit of God came upon Saul and he prophesied together with the prophet. That was the outward manifestation of what he had received. There was a change on the inside. The Bible specifically says that God gave Saul another heart. But Saul didn't maintain his perfect heart. He offered a burnt offering against spiritual instructions. At another instance, he wouldn't destroy the Amalekites and everything connected to them as the Lord expressly instructed. Rather than being remorseful and repentant when he was confronted by Saul, he was proud. As a result, he was rejected by God from being king over Israel. So much so, the Lord said, I regret making Saul king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commands. What a terrible place to be. Observe the progression. Saul then became envious of David and continued in his rebellion towards God. His heart went after other things. This is the reason you must protect your heart. Keep it pure. Keep it sanctified with God's word. Never let anything unwholesome take root in your heart. Pride, anger, malice, bitterness, hatred, these are poisonous to the heart. Completely eschew them from your life and from your heart. Your thoughts come from your heart. The character of your thoughts reveal the condition of your heart. When you are born again, you are given a heart of love. The Bible says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You have a heart of love, a heart that's filled with God. Protect it, maintain it, keep it the way God wants it. Glory to God. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, by your Spirit and the Word, I keep my heart sanctified. I banish every evil thought or contrary idea that tries to assault my mind. Anger, malice, bitterness, and hatred have no place in my heart. Your love is expressed in my heart today and always. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Psalms chapter 4 verse 23 from the Moffat translation and Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, you have a heart of love, a heart that's filled with God. Protect it, maintain it, keep it the way God wants it. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.polarrich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.polarrich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come in your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.